The meditation that I'm going to be doing today is actually from a book called The Healing Waterfall by a gentleman named Max Heistein. So get in a comfortable position, get in a comfortable space. I'm going to have you take a deep breath in through your nose and your belly go out. And then you're going to blow out through your mouth and your belly's going to suck in. Another deep breath in through your nose, belly out, and out through your mouth, belly in. We're going to do one more deep breath in through your nose, belly out through your mouth, belly in. I want you to just take slow breaths, whatever's comfortable for you, just find a natural breathing rate in and out, whatever's comfortable. As you take in a slow, deep breath, you're going to let go of any tension in your body as you settle into a more relaxed posture. You're going to feel yourself dropping down from your mind into your body. You're going to feel all of the weight of your body sinking into the surface that you're resting on as you become more still, more comfortable, more relaxed. We're going to slowly start to relax your body. We're going to start from your toes and work our way up. I want you to crunch your toes tight together, crunching them together tight, 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 and then let go. Again, crunch your toes tight together, tight, 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 and let go. And one more time, crunch those toes tight together, tight, 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 and let go. Now I want you to point your toes like you're a ballerina, pointing them as straight as you can, holding that. 2, 3, and let go. And one more time, pointing your toes. 2, 3, and let go. And now you're going to have your toes go the opposite way. So you're going to flex your feet, toes going the opposite way up towards the ceiling. 2, 3, and let go. And toes going up all the way to the ceiling. 2, 3, and let go. Now you're going to move up, holding your calves as tight as you can in whatever way you need to, tensing up those calf muscles as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Tightening up those calf muscles again as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Moving up your legs, up to the top part of your legs, tensing them however you need to. 2, 3, and let go. And again, crunch those legs as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Moving up, I want you to tighten your bum together as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. One more time, tight, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. Moving up past your pelvis to your stomach. I want you to poke your stomach out as far as you can, like you've just eaten a lot of pizza. Out as far as you can. 2, 3, and let go. And again, poke your stomach out as far as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Now I want you to suck in your stomach, like your belly button has a string on it that's pulling it back towards your back. Sucking in as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. And again, suck that belly all the way in as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Now I want you to move up your upper back, up past your chest, up to your shoulders. And I'm going to have you take your shoulders and put them all the way up like you're trying to touch your ears with your shoulders. 2, 3, and let go. Shoulders all the way up. 2, 3, and let go. Now you're going to go the opposite way, like someone is pulling down on your arms, making your shoulders go down as far as you can have them go. 2, 3, and let go. Again, shoulders down. 2, 3, and let go. Now I want you to hold your fists as tight as you can. Tight, tight together, making fists. 2, 3, and let go. And again, make another fist as tight as you can. 2, 3, and let go. Now I want you to stretch your fingers as wide as you can, stretching them far, far, far as wide as you can. 2, 3, and let go. And again, stretch your fingers wide, wide, wide. 2, 3, and let go. Moving up, you're going to have your hands clenched tight together and take them up to touch your shoulders so that you're tightening all the muscles in your arm. Tighten those muscles. 2, 3, and let go. Again, fists all the way up to your shoulders. 2, 3, tight, tight, and let go. We're going to do that one more time. Fists tight, arms all the way up, tight, tight, and let go. We're going to move up again past the shoulders. We're going to have you turn your neck all the way to the left, as far as you can, all the way to the left, holding it tight, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. And then one more time, looking all the way to the left, holding it tight, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. And one more time, we're going to go all the way to the left, holding it tight, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. Moving that head over to the right side, tightening the neck as tight as you can, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. And again, moving that all the way over to the right, tight, tight. 2, 3, and let go. We're going to do one more all the way over. 2, 3, and let go. Now I'm going to have you move up your face, up to your eyebrows, all the way up, holding your eyebrows all the way up, as high as you can make them. 2, 3, and let go. And again, another time, all the way up. 2, 3, and let go. Now crunching your eyebrows together as tight as you can make them. 2, 3, and let go. And one more crunch as tight as you can make them. 2, 3, and let go. Now I'm going to have you take your chin and try to touch it to your chest as tight as you can, all the way down. 2, 3, and let go. And again, all the way down. 2, 3, and let go. Now I want your chin up towards the ceiling, as high as you can get your chin up. 2, 3, and let go. And again, chin all the way up to the ceiling. 2, 3, and let go. Now I'm going to have you take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to scan your body before we start the guided meditation. Starting at the top of your head, if there's any tension, just let it go. Notice it, release it. Going down from the top of your head all the way down, past your neck. If there's any tension, just notice it, release it. Down past your shoulders, past your arms, going down past your elbows. Notice the tension, release it. Past your wrists, past your hands. All that tension coming out of your fingertips. Starting at the top of your chest, going all the way down past your upper back, past your chest, down past your stomach and your lower back, past your bum, past your reproductive organs all the way down past the top of your legs, down past your knees, past your calves. Notice any tension, release it, let it go. Past your ankles, past your feet, having it come all the way out from the bottoms of your feet and from the tops of your toes. Taking another deep breath in and out. I want you to imagine that you're walking barefoot along a really secluded beach, close to where the surf thins out onto the sand and then recedes again. Perhaps you'd enjoy letting the water softly lap up on your ankles, or maybe you just prefer to make your way just out of its reach. You notice the cold sand underneath your feet. It's a beautiful warm day with just the right amount of cloud cover and just the right amount of sunshine. As you walk along, you can feel the packed sand beneath your feet, that cold sand, as you sink a little in with each step. A light breeze begins, a touch of ocean mist comes onto your face. You can smell the clean scent of the sea. The rhythmic sounds of the waves and the seabirds soothe and comfort you. All of the sights, all of the sounds, all of the feelings here convey a deep sense of peace, a deep sense of harmony with nature. Before long, you start to notice that the sound of the ocean has become much softer, much calmer. The feeling of the air around you is lighter and calmer. Within you, you start to notice that you are feeling lighter, calmer, clearer, more open. And soon you feel the presence of Christ. And you notice Jesus walking along the shore beside you, as if he'd been there all along. His company feels perfectly natural, perfectly familiar and warm. And from the moment he joins you, you feel that love. It's everywhere, coming from him, coming from the sea, the sky, the sand, and especially from your own heart. Love is present, love is apparent, as if it were being amplified within you so there could be absolutely no mistaking it. You take just a few moments to experience this kind of love and to simply be with the Savior as you walk along together where the sea meets the sand. Nothing to be said, just walking side by side, feeling his love, feeling his comfort, feeling his strength, feeling his peace. Jesus leads you back along the shore to a quiet cove where the two of you can comfortably sit and rest. And as you sit there with Jesus, you bring to your focus into your spiritual heart, in the very center of your chest. You take some time, you just practice being still with him, focusing within, as he does the same. Quietly, you feel God's love in your heart. You simply relax and you open your heart and your mind and your body and your soul to receive. Consider something in your life right now that you worry about, something you believe needs to be different than it is, but that you seem to be at a loss as to how to change it. Feel the heaviness of that worry, that problem, how it weighs upon you, almost like a lead jacket over your back and your shoulders. Perhaps the reason it feels so heavy is it's a burden that you are not meant to carry. You've chosen to feel personally responsible for something that you can't control or cannot change, something that's going to be left up to God. that you've taken on as your own. Today, tonight, as we sit here, this is the opportunity for you to give that back. As you sit with Jesus, cup your hands together and imagine placing that worry, that situation, that circumstance, all of the fear, all of the concern that's been accumulated about it. Place that into your hands. Maybe you give it a color and you place that color in your hands. Maybe you give it a shape and that shape is in your hands. Maybe it's a photograph. Take all of that burden, put it into your hands. Get a good solid feeling of all of that negativity, all of that hard and heavy. Notice how heavy your hands have become. As you allow it to all pour into your hands, from your back, from your shoulders, from your neck, from your head, all of the places that you feel that heavy, you can feel that just pouring into your hands. Holding it there, feeling the heaviness in your hands. And then Jesus stands before you now, the light at his back, an embodiment and representative of your God. He holds out his hands to receive your burden of worry. Turn it all over to him now. Give him all of that heavy, all of that worry. Letting it go. Noticing that as he takes that weight, you can feel light and love from God. And all of those spaces that had that heaviness can start to feel light and love. As you replace all that you've released with that light and love. Receive that light and love. Faith is knowing that God's way is best for us, though it often goes beyond our understanding and beyond our own knowledge. Once you have done what you can to resolve a situation, a circumstance, and made good use of the resources available, you can rest assured that it's in God's timing, that it's God's way. You can make a commitment now to spend little or no more of your energy on that worry as you turn over your well-being and the well-being of others to God. You face Jesus now and you ask from the depths of your being for his guidance, for his support, for his encouragement, for his love, for his strength. In answer, Jesus leads you through the salt water to a quiet pool in the cove. He helps you float on your back before him. The water just cradles you, and you can feel God's love through it. Jesus supports you with his left hand, puts his right hand on your heart, and you start to be filled with love that pours into you through him. You allow it to go anywhere and everywhere within you. You start to feel an openness, a clearing, helping you release so that you can receive. And you allow anything within you that might be in the way of receiving God's love to just break loose or dissolve or be washed away. You take that time to receive, to let go, to receive more. let dissolve, to receive more. With the Savior there still supporting you, holding all of your weight, giving you all of the love. And when you're ready, you begin to stand and walk through that water. Walking back to the shore with Jesus by your side. Again, taking time to just simply be with him as you walk together where the sea meets the sand. You can see birds flying by and diving into the water, catching fish. A symbol of your needs being provided for. And that life is sustained as God's gift to us. As you and Jesus walk together, you look. And you listen for any message that Jesus has for you, for any guidance that he has for you, any words he has for you. Maybe it's just a feeling of just being with him, that you remain open to receive all that he has to give. And you take that in with every breath. As you let him hold you, receiving all of the warmth and love that he has, leaving with him the burden and the worry and the fear, knowing that at any moment you can come back to this place. You can envision this in your mind. You can sit back on the shore with him and receive from him. It's almost time to bring back this inner journey to a close. But first, you take a moment to thank the Savior for all of his love and for all of his support. And for all of his guidance and all of his strength. And you know that it's something that you can take with you, that you don't need to leave with him, that you've received and you can take alongside with you. And as he walks away, you thank yourself for giving yourself this gift, this moment of stillness, this time, this connection with him and the gift of receiving. And then slowly, gradually, you're going to bring your awareness back to your body, back to this present moment, back to your physical surroundings. Notice the surface that you're sitting on or lying on. Notice if you can hear anything. Notice you can feel anything. Wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes. Just coming back to the present. Take your time. When you're ready, open your eyes. Feel awake. Feel alert. Feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel that connection.